Good morning. I've missed my cue here, but today let's start with singing number 6, Here in This Place. This song encourages us, whether we're old or young or haughty or humble, to come and gather together as God's people in love. Please stand.
Good morning. Welcome here to this worship service this morning as we enter a new month. I always dread when September comes around. Somebody once said it always starts with brr on the end, and that means September, October, and it's getting cold. No. But it was a good summer so far, and we shall enjoy what is left of it. As we, this time, gather to worship together, I ask you to listen to the words that I will read as a call to worship, which, by the way, was used at the Sheikh at the youth conference. And the prayer goes like this. Speak into our lives. Move among us. Move within us, that we may love you with all our mind, all our heart, and all our soul, and our neighbors as ourselves. Amen. So I would like to welcome all of you to this worship service today, and especially the guests that are in our midst. I'd like to introduce one couple, Manfred and Hannah Kehler. They come from Paraguay and they're visiting here, and they are the administrators of a senior citizens home in Neuland, Paraguay. They're standing back there. And I understand she is a sister to Ani Sawatsky. So, welcome here. I hope you verstehen Englisch. Are there any other guests in our midst that would like to be introduced? Welcome to each one of you. I'm actually amazed at how many people come on the last long weekend of the summer. Thanksgiving weekend, I always count as fall. We'll now sing our next song, New Earth, Heavens New.
299 in your hymnal. Lizzie actually chose the songs today, and I really appreciate her choices. And I noticed that most of them are about newness of life and experiencing God in a new way or being open to that. So New Earth, Heavens New. Please pay attention to the words.
Make a few announcements, highlight some among announcements, I would say. First of all, Anita Casper and her family would like to thank everyone for the prayers, cards, support received during Neil's passing. Special thanks to the ladies who worked in serving the lunch, along with those involved in the service. And thank you to all those people. And a reminder that everyone is invited to come and join some good food and fellowship downstairs next Sunday, September the 8th, immediately following this service. So if you are new to this idea, then welcome. You don't need to make lunch next Sunday. If you are familiar with the idea, invite your friends along. We usually have more food than we can eat there. So, you are all welcome. Are there any other announcements that you would like to share with the congregation? Nope. Then I just want to highlight those that are in hospital and in care homes and in care. And I know the names are always there every week, but occasionally I think it's okay if we just hear the names again. First of all, Ike Günther is not at the Health Sciences Center anymore. He was transferred this weekend to the Tuxedo Villa Extendicare on Corridon Avenue. So that is a change, but you want to think of Ike and his wife at this time especially. Then there are these names and people whom we want to remember. Anita Woth, Susanna Bula, Anna Dick, Hildegard Knopf, Harry Lohan, Peter Zawatsky, Heidi Schroeder, Walter Fast, Shirley Horishin, Beate Lage, Annie Stein, and Louise Lage. Let's remember these people in our prayers. Is there anything that you would like to share with the congregation? We'll give you a mic if you need to speak. No? Thank you. Then let us bow our heads in prayer. Lord our God, we come before you giving thanks for the day, giving thanks for the time of summer that we have enjoyed, giving thanks for the bounty of harvest in our gardens and hopefully in the fields in the days and weeks ahead. We give you thanks for the community of our families, our friendship circles, and our church, where we can share together and support each other. Lord, we give you thanks that you affirm and promise your love for us and your care at all times. And especially we ask for those who are sick in hospital, in care homes, at home, those who suffer, those who despair, those who are depressed, those who do see no way forward. Open a door, Lord, and let the light shine into their lives. Give that their fear and uncertainty may be changed in hope and into joy. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to worship you, to fellowship with each other, and to share with each other. And so we ask that you bless us in this time together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
closer. So you can, we're going to do a fun activity, or an activity. I hope you think it's fun. But today, Jean and I are talking about our experience at the Shake Conference. So we went to Saskatchewan a little over a month ago. And one thing that we did there was we made these origami turtles. It looks like a turtle to you guys, right? Okay. I will teach you how to do it. Hopefully your skills with origami will be better than mine. So if you want to take a piece of paper and pass it around. Thanks. Okay, so we'll start. We will fold it in half one way. Just like this. Then we'll open it up, and we'll fold it in half the other way. And then we'll open it up again. And then we'll take one corner, and we'll fold it over crossways, so you have a nice little triangle. And then, so we're all there. This is the tricky part. So you take this corner right here of your triangle, and you fold it in so that it becomes like this. If that's making sense. So you take, yeah. So if you want to take this corner, like you have it folded over like this, and then you just kind of fold it in. It's kind of a weird fold to do. Yeah, I think Alexia got it. How's it going, Ivan? So, yeah, like that. And then this one I think is even more difficult, but you do it on the other side. So you just kind of have to squish it in there. But then you end up with this nice little square. Yeah, so if you flip it over and then fold it so that this corner kind of comes in there, if that makes sense. Yeah, just like that. And then you kind of have to like pull this side out a little, like that. And then, so that side folds over. Scissors, perfect. Yeah, this one took me a while to figure out. Okay. So then you open it up. Sorry, it's not getting much easier. But you open it up, and you kind of have to tuck these sides in, and then if you're good, it looks really nice. Mine are still looking a little squished, but that's okay. But you just kind of have to kind of crinkle and uncrinkle. So it kind of looks like this. Maybe look at Jean's. Hers is probably nicer. Okay, so this is the one where you fold it up like this. You pull one flap. Yeah, that flap open. But then you have to fold these little sides in. So this is this is where we're at. Yeah, just like that. And then you just have to, like, fold those. Yeah, it gets kind of wrinkly. You'll wanna open it like this, and then fold both sides in. Does that make sense? You're getting it. It's kind of this is the only origami thing I know how to make. You'd think I could have picked something less complicated. Something like that. Okay, so we're all here, and now you just cut right down the center of this fold. But yeah, you want to be careful not to cut this open. So just right down, right in there. Yeah, just like that. So now we've cut this open to make the legs. Yeah. So then you just fold these over so you have legs for the turtle. Once we're all there, where you cut it. Yeah, just like that. And then these little, the ones at the bottom, there are these little flaps too that you can fold up to make the bottom legs. Yeah, just like that. Fold them over so they stick out like little feet. And then if you want to get super fancy, you can do a fold to make like a little tail at the bottom or the back, or a head, I guess, whichever way you want it to be. Yeah, just like that. Cool. Look at us. Feel like you figured it out, Ivan? Sort of. The bottom ones are these, like the flaps that are like this. Then you just lift them up and fold them over. We feel like we've got it. It was a lot of stumbling, but we made it. Let's pray before we go back to our seats. God, thank you for things that try our patience, that we find difficult, and that we feel like we fumble through. And thank you for the way that that is often a part of the journey and the process of creativity, and of newness and of making art. Thank you, God, for this chance for Jean and I to share part of our experience at Shake with the youth of the congregation. And please bless us as we go about our days and our weeks, especially as many of us are starting school this week. And we pray, amen. All right, thank you.
I looked at the progress and I thought there's going to be a sailboat or something. Surprise, surprise. Scripture reading for today's basis for the meditation from Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy.' For you shall go to all upon for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words into your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.
Good morning. For those of you who have been confused about the Shake conference that we keep mentioning throughout the service, I just wanted to give a little bit of a background to it before Jean and I share the sermon. So on July 28th, Jean and I got on a bus with about 50 other Manitoba Mennonites and drove all the way to Saskatoon and then about an hour north to a place called Shekinah Retreat Center, which is a Mennonite camp in Saskatchewan. And we spent a week there with 100 youth from across Canada talking about issues that are relevant to the world and looking at them from a biblical perspective. We also spent a lot of time playing games and just having fun and being together. And so what we are sharing with you this morning is part of our experience there. So let's all start with a prayer. God, we thank you. We thank you for this day, for the rain that comes and touches the earth, and for the chance to reflect on the time that Jean and I spent at Shake, and for our chance to share that with the congregation. We're so grateful, God, for the way that that week moved in us and moved and shaped our lives. And we ask that you be with us this morning as our words try to convey your movement and your work with us that week. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hey, Jean. How's it going?
Oh, pretty well. Just waiting for school to start next week.
Yeah, yikes. I feel you there. Are those textbooks in your bag?
No, I'm waiting until the last minute to get ready. I think that pushes the reality off longer.
I'll have to try it. So, if it's not textbooks, what's in your bag?
Actually, I have objects from the Shake conference that we went to a few weeks ago in there.
Really? That's awesome. What do you have? Where are you taking them?
Oh, I'm not really going anywhere with them. I'm just still carrying the memories, I guess. It was a pretty incredible week, and it probably doesn't hurt to build up my shoulder strength before classes begin.
Well then, what memories are you carrying?
Well, let's take a look.
Oh hey, the Shake Cup. I use mine all the time, until I dropped it on cement and it cracked.
Sorry to hear about your cup. It looks like you have another one.
Yeah, I bought it after mine broke. I guess I was really inspired by the way I can wash it and reuse it.
That's why I'm carrying it with me.
What a great idea. You never know when you might get thirsty.
Or need a reminder that we are called to care for God's creation.
You're right. We really did live that out when we were at Shake. We learned the proper way to sort recycling. I didn't know you have to pull out staples from paper before you recycle it.
And we brought our own t-shirts to imprint with the logo instead of more t-shirts being made that will only end up in the back of our closet.
That was so much fun to transform an old t-shirt. I love that we also used hand towels instead of paper towels. I think I might bring one to put in my office so I can use it here at the church.
Good idea. Also, us Manitobans came together in a big bus with our sack lunches instead of driving as separate youth groups and going through the drive-thru.
Yeah, that was definitely the more sustainable option. We even ordered pizza for the group at one point, and then the bus wouldn't start again as we sat in the shade by the car wash, finishing it up.
I'm glad it got going again. It was sure hot that week, but because of all our call to creation care, I didn't even mind only getting 2 3-minute showers during the whole week.
Yeah, it was a little gross at the time, falling asleep with your legs sticking together from bug spray and sweat. But looking back, I'm grateful for it. It allowed us to be aware of the resources in the place that was hosting us, and it made us all be treated as equal.
You know what else made us all equal? Bug spray. The mosquitoes.
Yes, they did. If I think too hard about it, I need to start scratching again.
There were swarms of them. At night, you could hear the thump, thump of people smacking mosquitoes against the walls.
I had never before thought I might need to put on bug spray just to use the indoor washroom, or follow my towel with it after a shower.
Yeah, it was an itchy week. Clouds of mosquitoes as clouds of witnesses to the creation we were in.
You're right. It was almost totally worth the mosquitoes to be in such a beautiful place. The river valley Shekinah is located in is absolutely stunning. Deep forested ravines, abundant berry bushes, and soft fields of hay. Really, a piece of heaven.
And don't forget the giant thunderstorms. It was pretty amazing watching the lightning as we sat around the fire singing one night, or hearing the thunder as we laid in our sleeping bags falling asleep.
You know what all this talk of creation reminds me of?
No, what?
The day we spent at Stony Knoll, the sacred indigenous site located near the camp.
You're right. That was a beautiful afternoon spent in God's creation working at reconciliation.
It was so powerful and hopeful to be there. I thought it was pretty brave for a bunch of Mennonite settlers to show up in that setting. We even made origami turtles to bring them, like the story of the thousand paper cranes.
Oh yeah, I still have mine from Shake.
Awesome.
It was an act of bravery. I think it took a lot of courage for all of us to look beyond our own understanding of the world to see the interconnectedness with people we have historically hurt.
And then to accept their forgiveness. Grace, being forgiven and loved just because we are, is really hard to accept when we know we've done something wrong. But the beauty of two communities who have both been manipulated and hurt by governments coming together to make peace with one another gave me strength.
Me too. It was so physical. It was so real. We sat there in the heat, in the itchy grass, with a crackly sound system, watching this incredible hoop dancer.
With a great sense of humor.
Oh yeah. And listening to elders speak. Listening to them as they shared their stories with us.
And then we planted a tree. That was my favorite part of the whole week. Watching you, representing our entire congregation, placing a shovel full of dirt into the ground and connecting our story to the story of peace and reconciliation. It was amazing.
Thanks. It was pretty incredible to be part of that, and then to go back and hear the speaker for that evening talk about how we are all so connected to creation.
Oh yeah, what did he say again? Something like rocks are alive?
Yes, that was it. The phrase that stuck with me. It represents so much of what we talked about that day and that week.
It's helping me remember his story. His dad was an alcoholic, right? And then he became addicted, but had been sober for longer than we've been alive.
Right. And he put on that yellow shirt that his mother had made him, with all the ribbons on it.
What did those ribbons represent again? Fire, water, sun, air. And what was the last one?
I think it was earth, because he used that shirt to talk about how all those things are connected, how all the earth depends on each other, and how the cycles that make up the rhythm of nature cannot be broken without devastating consequences.
Yes, that was it. And the idea that rocks are alive is the recognition that there is inherent value and dignity in all things, because the Creator has breathed life into them.
And then he moved down from the stage and leaned against one of the support poles and shouted, "I love God." And I think everyone in the room was smiling.
I know I was. It was amazing to hear that love of God shouted so boldly, and to remember that when we love and worship, that which is divine and holy and so much bigger than us. We can be brought together and our past hurts healed. We just have to be open to that radical breath that shakes us up.
I see what you did there. All of this talk of God reminds me of the morning Bible sessions, where we studied Jeremiah.
Those morning Bible sessions were pretty powerful, too. Moses Falco, the pastor at Sterling Mennonite here in Winnipeg, did an excellent job using metaphors and stories to tell about Jeremiah.
He did. The image I remember best is the one where he described Jeremiah as the weird old uncle on the bus.
How did that go again? We were all on a family reunion, heading towards a cliff, and all of a sudden there is someone running by the bus, banging on the windows.
And the bus driver stops, and this guy gets on, and we all groan because we know it's weird old Uncle Jeremiah. And he tells us that we have to stop because we're driving towards a cliff.
And then we tell him to get off the bus.
And that's some strong imagery. It sinks in and settles in my gut after all the talk we did about the danger the climate is in and why that cycles that are breaking can't be broken without devastating consequences.
Most definitely. It's something that makes me feel a little sick to my stomach with worry and fear. It's not very hopeful. But I think there is room for us to remember the way Moses ended the week.
How was that?
With the reminder that Jeremiah wasn't a crotchety old man. Jeremiah was a teenager.
Why does that give you hope? I'm a teenager, and I think that's a little scary.
Fair enough. It is asking for a lot of responsibility. But when I look at the opening passage in Jeremiah, which is the calling of Jeremiah by God, I find comfort and strength in the words spoken to him. Let's take a look. Why don't you start with Jeremiah 1, 4 to 5?
Where is it? The word of the Lord came to me, and in this, wait, the words of Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nation." Wow, God sent Jeremiah. God planned for Jeremiah to be a prophet before he was born. God had this great calling lined out for him before Jeremiah's beginning.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to think that God can and does do that. That God dedicates us to our vocations. That God knows and wants us before we're born.
That's kind of scary, though. What if I choose the wrong career path or go to the wrong school? Doesn't this put pressure on young people to, I don't know, screw up their God-ordained lives?
I feel you there, Jean. I was so afraid when it came time for me to choose a university. I felt that I had to know what I was supposed to do with my life, and I felt really lost. And then when extenuating circumstances left me doubting my faith and making reckless decisions because I didn't want to care about God anymore, I would be met with this horrible fear that I was ruining my life, that I was unredeemable. I remember one conversation I had with my mom during that time. I was sitting on her bed crying because I was so afraid of making the wrong decision. And she told me that God doesn't necessarily plan out each action of our lives, but rather God honors and works through the decisions we make and the experiences that we have.
So if Jeremiah would have ran from the calling to be a prophet, God would have still honored and loved and wanted him.
Let's look at the scripture. Verses 6 to 8 read, "Then I said, 'Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, "I am only a boy," for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you," says the Lord.
Wait, Jeremiah is kind of running. He has this excuse that's rooted in his own anxiety and fear about his calling, and God just sort of smacks him upside the head with the truth, that because he is called and consecrated by God, he can and will do what needs to be done.
Exactly. And it works out all right. Let's look at the last two verses.
Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." Wow, God just sort of says it, and it is.
I think this is what Moses was getting to with Jeremiah. I don't know about you, but I feel that after the Shape Conference in particular, God has planted these issues pretty heavily on my heart.
I can agree with that.
And it's scary to address them because they are so big and so overwhelming. But God equips us and never stops when we turn back faithfully to God over and over again.
You know what this reminds me of?
No. What?
The last two objects in my bag.
Hey, that's my yoga mat. How did that get in there?
You left it at Shake.
Oh.
I brought it because it represents the way we talked about health and the way that we lived in it.
It does that for me, too. All those morning yoga sessions and nonstop dance parties at Shake, and the workshop about living in our bodies that I was also asked to lead.
Exactly. And we talked a lot about finding ways to de-stress and focus on taking care of ourselves, because if we can't take care of ourselves, there is no way we can take care of others.
Yes, preach it. That's what yoga does for me. And it's a way that I can listen to my body and find out what it needs. It allows me to find what feels good.
One of the best parts of Shake was that we not only got to participate in things like yoga, which for both of us is a way of self-care, but we also got to learn from others.
That's right. I loved listening to the panelists as they talked about the routines of exercise they have and the ways they practice art or just spend time outside to feel good.
And these are all things we did at Shake. We ran around and played games outside. We ate fruits and vegetables.
Although never enough vegetables.
Maybe for you, but we also reminded each other to drink lots of water and found ways to laugh and dance and spend our free time with one another instead of on our cell phones.
Yeah, we lived well. And I think part of that living well was building relationships with one another, going nationwide, as they called it.
Absolutely. So the last thing in my bag isn't actually in my bag.
Oh? What is it?
It's a handshake. Not only does it represent relationships, but it also has the word shake in it. What could be more appropriate?
Probably nothing. You know what? While we're at it, we should ask the whole congregation to get up and shake hands with one another. We spent so much time at Shake just checking in with the folks around us that we should bring that practice here.
Absolutely. Would the congregation please get up and greet one another?
Wow, this is absolutely lovely. Thank you for participating. Could you please find your way back to your seats now?
Thanks. At Shake, we shared life together. We ate together, played and prayed together, laughed together, traveled together, and worshiped together. And while we can't do all of those things here all the time, I think the next time we do one or two, I'll think about it a little more, about what we're doing and why it's important.
Me too. There was a lot we learned and experienced at Shake. It was one of the highlights of my summer.
And because of it, I feel inspired and refreshed. I feel excited to be part of the Mennonite Church.
And to be a part of this church. So to conclude, Jean and I want to say
thank you. Thank you for sponsoring us, for coming to the Borscht Lunch.
For letting my work look very different for a week.
For showing up this morning or listening to the service online.
And participating with us as we remember the ways we were inspired,
renewed,
strengthened,
and shaken up.
I have to apologize. My age is showing. And now my intended donation is burning a hole in my pocket. We will at this time receive the offering, and sorry for you that have to collect it. You I threw you a curve. And Rudy, please, thank you. There is a video that you have. Thank you. I wanted to thank Jean and Lizzie for sharing their time with us, giving us a little impression of what happened, and the video will enhance that. Thank you.
Welcome to Shake.
Yes,
love
the
shade. When we were young. A moment here, a moment there. We never knew, but we were having fun. So here we go. Let's all play this one.
We're going to sing.
Let's turn to our hymnal to number 372. We are people. No, O Healing River. Feel free to sing as call and response, like O Healing River, O Healing River. Okay. I think you need to stand.
Remain standing and open your hymn book to 407, closing hymn. We are God's people. We are people at God's peace. Now let's pray. Lord, we thank you for words that come to us from people whom you have inspired. We thank you for the nature that proclaims your grandeur. We thank you for people who share our joys and hopes. And so we ask that you bless us and keep us as we leave this place. Let your face shine upon us and be gracious to us. Look upon us kindly and give us your peace. Amen.
Just a reminder that these words were written by Menno Simons. The tune might have been a popular tune of the day, but the words tell us to be people of peace and love and service.